This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking myself the question, am I allowing myself to be led by God? I had this thought as I was talking to a girlfriend who recently had a new door that she's been praying about open in her life. And I said to her, girl, you sure do know how to manifest things. And by that I meant, and I was speaking from my own personal experience, sometimes when I want a prayer to be answered in my life, I will think that I just need to speak it into existence or pray it into existence, and thinking that these actions will cause my prayer to be answered, and of course answered as, you know, as quickly as possible as a result of me doing these actions. She said to me almost quite the contrary. She said it's been more about her willingness and her obedience to being led by God and to just trust Him, to go for the ride when the ride seemed rocky, when there were twists and turns that were not explained or made evident in the moment. She gripped on tight and just hung in there. And she believes that that is all a result of the doors being open. I recently talked about Joseph being in prison for 12 years, and I know he had to grip on to that kind of surrendering to that higher power greater than himself to make it through those 12 years. And so the words that I will use to inspire me are, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Psalm 32:8. Tomorrow, let's talk about what God can salvage. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. And today, ask yourself, are you allowing yourself to be led by God?